Hey friend, are you struggling to find consistent paid speaking gigs? Do you want to know the exact 6 steps that you can take to find and book more paid speaking opportunities in 2024? Well, we want to make that easy for you. We've created a new free resource with the help of Dan Irvin, one of our highly successful speakers on our team. Dan has booked over $100,000 in paid speaking gigs in the last few years, and his 6-step process is going to help you maximize your chances of getting booked and paid to speak in any industry. You're going to learn how to get started prospecting, master discovery calls and proposal emails, and so much more. All you got to do is go to thespeakerlab.com/steps, and we're going to send you this 18-page guide straight to your inbox. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/steps, and you're going to get that free guide. Hey, thanks for listening. You're awesome. What is up, my friend? Welcome back to the Speaker Lab podcast. My name is Graham Baldwin. Good to have you here with us today. Hope life is treating you well. Hope things are going good for you. You know, well, I hope you're getting booked. I hope you're getting paid. I hope you're out there in the world making a little dent, making a little difference. But however you're doing, I'm really glad that you're here. Hey, we are on episode 44. We are over halfway through the month. We are doing 30 episodes in 30 days. So if you haven't already gone back and listened to the archives for the past, that'd be 43 episodes, make sure you go back, listen to those. And again, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming shows that we will be doing. Now, a lot of the episodes that we do this month have been Q&A episodes, where we are taking questions literally from you, the listener, and we are including those on episodes here. So today is a listener question that we're going to be sharing with you in just a second about a common thing that a lot of speakers have heard of. It is a speaker one sheet. And so we're going to be talking about exactly what that is. Do you need that? How do you make one? What needs to go on it? Yada, yada, yada. That's going to be here in today's episode. But before we get into that, let me also remind you, as you may know, we do a lot of free trainings, a lot of free online webinars, workshops, whatever you want to call them, where we are teaching all about the how to get booked and paid to speak, how to build your business as a speaker, how do you find and book speaking engagements, even if you are brand new, even if you are just getting started. So we do those just about every single week. So if you'd like to join us for one of the upcoming free workshops that we do, here's all you need to do. You can just go to freespeakerworkshop.com. Again, that is freespeakerworkshop.com. All one word there, freespeakerworkshop.com. Go to that address. It'll tell you when the next workshop is. You can register for that. It's totally free, and we would love, love, love to have you join us again for that upcoming free workshop. Again, freespeakerworkshop.com. Check it out, my friend. We want you to be there. All right, let's get into today's question. Here we go. All right, today's question comes from Hector, who asks, what exactly is a speaker one sheet, and do I need one? Good question, Hector. This is a question I hear a lot from speakers, especially new speakers. It's one of those terms that's kind of thrown around, one sheet. What is that? Do I need that? And I see some other speakers that may or may not have one, and I don't even know. What is a one sheet? So we're going to talk about that today. What exactly is a one sheet? Do you need one? And if you do need one, how do you actually create one? So let's start with, first of all, what is a one sheet? Well, a one sheet is basically a summary of who you are, kind of what you do, what you speak about, and maybe why even someone should consider hiring you. So it's basically like a speaker resume. And so similar to a resume, if you were applying for a job or some type of a new gig or something, and a company wanted to learn a little bit more about you, you would present them with a resume. And so you would use a one sheet in a similar way that you would send to a potential client so that they have a summary of what it is that you do. Now, one sheets were generally more common, basically like pre-internet, because you didn't have a website. And when potential clients were interested in you and they wanted more information, you needed to have something that you could send them. But today, every speaker has or should have a website. So in some ways, a one sheet is a bit redundant to what is already on your site. So if you are going to take basically your entire website, in fact, if you want to go back in episode 36, we talk more in depth about getting your first website set up. And then also in episode 25, we talk more about how to incorporate your speaking business into an existing site. So definitely check out those two episodes. Again, that's episode 36 and episode 25. 5. But if you were going to take your entire website and boil it down to one sheet, what would that include? That's basically the kind of the lens that you want to approach of what a one sheet might be. So here would be some key pieces. You're going to want to have a picture or pictures, probably only space though for one or two. I mean, remember, we're talking a one sheet, so you don't have a ton of space for pictures, but you need some picture there. You're also going to want to have some type of short bio, just giving people, you know, just a paragraph or so, just a really quick high level sense of who you are and what it is that you do. You're also probably going to want to include something about your speaking topics and audience. So what do you speak about? Who do you speak to? Again, those two of those questions that we ask all the time for speakers. Why do you want to speak? Who do you want to speak to? And what do you speak about? So that's one of the pieces that you want to include on that one sheet. Testimonials as well is another thing that you want to include. So having two or three of your best testimonials, your strongest ones for the type of audience that would be seeing that one sheet, having those on there as well. And then finally is going to be your contact information. So the point of the one sheet is giving potential clients something that they can take with them, whether that be in PDF form, digital form, or actual printed form that they can take with them. And so you want them to know what the next step is. If they're interested, if they want to hire you, giving them the next steps of knowing how do they actually do that. So making sure that your contact info is on there as well. So again, you've got your picture, some type of short bio, your speaking topics, your audience that you would speak to, your testimonials, and your contact information as well. So that's kind of just a big picture, high level view of what exactly a speaker one sheet is. Now, the next question would then become, do you actually need one? I have found personally that a lot of speakers, especially those who are just getting started, they get sidetracked by tools that they think that they need to have in order to get booked. But I promise you this, that no speaker has ever got booked or not booked because they did or didn't have a one sheet. The two big tools that we always talk about that you need to have to get started as a speaker, two big marketing tools, is one, a website, and two, a demo video. So website and demo video. Those are critical. Okay, you have to have those in place. And so in the beginning, especially, you want to focus on that. And after that, you can add in something like a one sheet later, but I would not worry about a one sheet in the beginning. You just don't need it to get booked. So having a one sheet is not going to get you bookings, but things like building relationships and reaching out to potential clients and becoming a better speaker, those are the things that you really want to spend your effort and energy on, especially in the beginning as you're building your business. So do you need a one sheet? I would say for most speakers, no, you probably don't need one. In fact, I've never really had one. I guess I've had a few variations of them, but never like a true one sheet summary. So I'll give you a couple of examples of things I've had before. A few times I've exhibited at major conferences where attendees may be looking for a speaker. And so there are times where I might make like a custom one sheet just specific to that conference. So it wasn't something that was just generic for everyone. It was really specifically for that conference. And it was something that we would actually print out on a like glossy paper and hand out from our exhibit booth, make it available as a handout for potential clients. Other things that we've had, we have a PDF summary of some of the different presentations that we offer depending on the audience. So there's a few different talks that I would offer depending on the audience. So if I'm talking to a potential client, I'll kind of explain to them the different talks that we would offer, but then I will also send them a copy of that, just a PDF summary of each of those talks. So they'll have a couple different versions of that, again, depending on the audience that I might be speaking to. We also send potential clients a fee structure as well. And this is something we talk about in another episode as well, where we just talk more about when someone asks, what do you charge? Having different price points that you would offer and different fees that you would offer as well. And so I might send that to a client, but I've never had like a true, hey, here's the one summary sheet that I'm going to send to you. And again, I don't think most speakers, especially in the beginning, need something like that. So again, at the end of the day, most speakers, they just use a one sheet as like a PDF to email to a potential client. And most speakers I see, they don't really have like even a true one sheet. It's more like a packet, you know, like multiple pages that have been designed, kind of a basically a one sheet, everything we've kind of talked about, but it's stretched out. It's over more pages. It covers more information. So again, I think that's further down the line when you have some more more stuff that you have to offer. You know, you've done more presentations, you have more potential clients that you can refer back to, you have stronger testimonials, you have those type of things in place. Now, having said all of that, if you're going to make one, let me give you three quick tips for your one sheet. Okay, number one is this, is to keep it to one sheet. Thus the name one sheet, speaker one sheet. All right, so keep it to one sheet. The longer it is, the less likely people are going to be to read it. You know, I mean, think about like something like Twitter, for example. The reason that Twitter works is because you are forced to stay within 140 characters. Now, sure, you could always say more, but Twitter forces you to leave some stuff out. Like we've all been in that spot where you're working on a tweet and it's like 157 characters. Well, that's not going to work. You got to trim it down to 140. So that means I got to think through different words. That means some stuff is going to have to be left out. I may have to reword or rephrase the sentence. And so it forces you to really think those things through. The same thing is true whenever you're creating that one sheet. If you know you have a bunch of things that you have to include on that, then you want to keep your brevity, keeping things short, keeping things concise, really making your point in a concise, clear way is really, really important. So it forces you to trim, it forces you to cut some things that may not be necessary to have on there. So number one would be to keep it to one sheet. Number two, is to don't be too text heavy. Don't be too text heavy. You're gonna want to put everything on it. Because again, the point of a resume, the point of a one sheet is you want to put your absolute best foot forward. So you're wanting to put your greatest life highlights on that sheet, but you cannot do it. If it is massively text heavy, nobody will read it. Most people, they just kind of skim, they just kind of scan. Most people won't just read top to bottom, left to right. They're not gonna read the entire thing. So keeping it as short as possible. So what we've done in the past is we may have like a key headline at the top, kind of a summary statement, and we may highlight or bold a couple things. And then actually, if we're going to go heavy on something, we generally go heavy on pictures. And I'm talking like actual speaking pictures, not like not glamour shot pictures, but like actual speaking pictures. Because those things can often tell a story better than I could on my own. Because a potential client or decision maker is able to look at those pictures and realize, okay, this guy's actually done this before. It seems like he speaks at a bunch of places. Here's a bunch of pictures and a bunch of different types of settings with a bunch of different types of audiences. I think this person would be a good fit for us based on that. So again, don't go text heavy. If you're going to go with something, go with more pictures rather than text. So number one would be to keep it to one sheet. Number two, don't be too text heavy. And number three is to make it look sharp. Make it look sharp. This is something we've talked about in several episodes before, but people associate your ability to speak with your marketing materials. Let me say that again. People associate your ability to speak with your marketing materials, meaning if you have a crappy looking one sheet, they're going to assume that you are a crappy speaker. That may not be true, may not be right, may not be fair, may not be accurate, but that is what we do. Whether we like it or not, people judge books by their covers. And so if you're going to have a one sheet, it needs to look sharp. It doesn't need to look like it was designed in Microsoft Word by your fifth grade nephew, okay? Don't do that. You want to make sure that it looks professional, that it looks sharp, that it looks well done. Because if I look at that and I think that it looks well done, I am going to assume that you are a quality speaker. Even though, I've never seen you speak, but if I see a quality marketing tool, whether it's a one sheet or a website or a demo video, I'm going to assume that you are a quality speaker as well. So again, as a general, I don't think you need one. If you're going to have one, make sure it looks sharp though. So that raises the question then, how do you actually create one if you need it to look sharp? Well, I always recommend that you start with your own network. So just kind of asking around, maybe you have someone who's a graphic designer. My sister is a graphic designer. She's done all of my stuff for the past years and years and years and years. She doesn't do any other freelance clients, so that sucks for you. Sorry. So ask around, check on Facebook, Twitter, any of those places and see if there are other people that you know that may do graphic design work who may be able to do something on the side for you. Also, if you haven't already, on a related note, definitely join our free private Facebook group. It's totally free, private Facebook group. You can go to thespeakerlabgroup.com. Again, that's thespeakerlabgroup.com. There's always discussion there about speaker one sheets. There's some different people that have posted some samples. And you can also just ask around and see if there's anyone who either does does graphic design work, or other people who have posted some of theirs, one sheets that look good, that look sharp, and you could just ask them, hey, who did you use, and could I get an introduction? So that's always a great way, just by networking and asking for some type of referral there. Other ways would be like Fiverr, Fiverr.com, Craigslist, 99 Designs, Upwork, which used to be Elance and Odesk. So those are all some different ways. I would say if it were me, outside of my own personal network, I would probably start with Fiverr. Again, that's Fiverr. And I would just post on there. Or actually, not necessarily post, but I'd be looking around for some decent graphic designers. A lot of times you're going to find some graphic designers that aren't the best, aren't the worst, but they're kind of up and coming, and they're just looking for some opportunities to design some work for an inexpensive price. And so I would check something like that. That would probably be a decent place to get started if, again, you're going to do a one sheet. So as a quick summary, I don't think you need one. If you're just dying to have one and you want to have one to show your mom to prove that somehow you're legit, then yeah, you can certainly make one. But again, keep it to one sheet. Don't be too tech savvy. Use a lot of pictures and make it look sharp. So I hope that helps. Thanks for the question, Hector. All right, there you go. Hope you enjoyed that question from Hector. Thanks for the question there, Hector. All about that speaker one sheet. Hope that was helpful. Hope that was beneficial for you. Hey, again, just a quick reminder, be sure and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes. Also, again, if you haven't already, make sure that you register for one of our upcoming free online workshops and training. So you can go to freespeakerworkshop.com to register for that. Again, that is freespeakerworkshop.com. Definitely check that out. All right, my friends, that wraps up today's episode. We will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, my friends, is going to be a lot of fun because we're going to be talking to a comedian, one of the funnier guys that I know, one of the funnier speakers that I know. Great guy, great on stage, great off stage, Mr. Ron Tight, a Canadian. So looking forward to that conversation. So make sure you don't miss tomorrow's episode. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of laughs. So excited about that. So we will see you tomorrow, my friends. You're awesome.